Tip Tuli Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from George Coleman Ford. Come out and see us this afternoon. There's still plenty of time to get out here. Let me tell you about, you know what? I want to tell you about a really affordable pre-owned vehicle deal. You know, this is a deal that Jake, who's Greg's son, he was driving when his vehicle was being repaired. He drove this vehicle for a couple days, and he just said, It just drives like a dream. It's a 2008 Lexus GS350. It's white. It's sharp as can be. Has everything you could possibly think of. Actually, the exterior color. Let me check that. The exterior color is opaline pearl. It's not white. It's opaline pearl. But this vehicle, the internet price on this deal, $8,413 can get you into this 2008 Lexus GS350 that rides like a dream. Sunroof, moonroof, every conceivable option. I mean, this list of options is just endless. It's here at George Coleman Ford. Come and get it. Come and get it. All right, Ramona, we're looking at my total plays. I also want to speak some NFL. I want to talk about some Major League Baseball. I also want to get to picks and spread plays for this weekend as well. So we have a ton of things to get to in this remaining hour of the show. You can join the conversation, 654-7627. Let me get to Ed first on the Northland Communication phone lines. Ed!
Walter, how are you, sir?
Ed, were you just making a growling sound?
A groaning sound? No, not to my knowledge.
Growling. Okay. All right. Good.
Growling. Oh, well, I growl a lot on Fridays. Right. It's just one of those things.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yep. Listen, and I'm glad you mentioned the NFL because there's some games of interest to me. Panthers at Falcons, Eagles at Buccaneers is now looking like it could potentially be a real good game. Vikings at Packers. There was one other one, the Houston at Tennessee thing I find interesting, and Miami at the Jets. What do you think of all those? Should we expect something different, or you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I would expect something close. This year is the National Football League, Ed, where all the games are close. At least that's the goal. So, and they're
unless,
pretty good.
Unless Buffalo's involved, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, well, they're pretty good at attaining that goal. Well, again, look, I'm going to be on Josh Allen life support watch because that's the worst offensive line in years, and that's my biggest concern. He just doesn't have much talent around him, and they're going to have to find a way to help him because but, you know, he's an immense talent, and he's a gifted athlete, and I don't see how Buffalo was left with any choice but to try him at this point. So, to me, that's a no-brainer. Look, I think a lot of those are going to be competitive games. I don't know specifically. You want me to break down every one of those, like eight games you mentioned?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to break them all down. It just seems Houston had to open at New England. Now they're headed to Tennessee. So, seems like they sort of got rooked there, and
they're gonna have to play better because New England's devoid of some personnel. They didn't play that well, and they still really totally controlled that game. And Deshaun didn't play well. I mean, this is an interesting year for Deshaun Watson for a lot of reasons. There's some film on him now in his limited sample. Last year, he was brilliant. The expectation levels are so almost unreasonably high for him that I'm not sure how he can meet it based on what he did a year ago. But he did not play well against New England. You know, it started right from the beginning. He fumbled the first snap. He did not throw the ball especially well. There were several deep throws that he underthrew, that he hung up in the air. He was under duress. And so that's part of it. But there was even a little internal bickering there. The tight end was at one point sort of saying to him, you know, man, you got to snap the ball. You got to. And so, and meanwhile, Tennessee's dealing with worse issues. So I'm not sure about that game. I have high expectations for Deshaun Watson, not just this year, but during his career. But I want to see how this year unfolds for him. I didn't have extremely high expectations for Houston as a team. I thought they could make the playoffs, but so we'll see. I mean, it's a game that Houston has to have if they want to be viable in that division, because Jacksonville is obviously the team to beat in that division.
Yeah, they clearly are. And I guess I'll leave you with this. I'd really like to hear your thoughts on the Eagles at Tampa, because I think Tampa's going to win the game if the same team comes out and plays like they did at New Orleans, which I did not see that coming. And I don't see a chance in hell of the Cardinals going into Los Angeles and doing anything with the Rams. I think you can circle that one as a road rage guarantee, no matter what the line is.
Are you discouraged by your Falcons performance, Ed, at Philadelphia?
I'm discouraged with Matt Ryan. I tried to, you know, thought of ways to try to trade him and everything else, but that's not going to happen, so we're stuck with a clown now.
Well, you know, I keep hearing people talk about Sarkisian and wanting to dump Sarkisian. Look, listen, Ryan threw five uncatchable balls down at the goal line. All right, so you can talk about Sarkisian all you want. Your quarterback has to keep the ball in play. That's not on Sarkisian. It wasn't Sarkisian.
Sarkisian's not the one out there throwing damn football.
Right, and throwing all those interceptions in the red zone. He leads the National Football League since 2015 in interceptions in the red zone. And now it appears like, I mean, that he doesn't even want to throw the ball in play in the red zone because he's been so dreadful.
Mr. Interception. Maybe they should just give the ball to Tevin Coleman then. So, I don't know. But I do.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is what you want to know about.
Yeah, I mean, how long are they going to keep Jameis Winston on the sidelines?
Well, you know, I heard Brady Quinn the other day saying that it's over, that he would play Ryan Fitzpatrick every game. It's absolutely clear. He gives Tampa the best chance to win, blah, blah, blah. You know what? That's all failed veteran quarterback nonsense. All right. Can Ryan Fitzpatrick play well in short streaks? Yeah. Guess what? That's the nature of who he is. He's a gypsy. He's a vagabond. It's who he is. It's who he's always been. He's a guy who he went to Harvard. He can play well in short stretches. But here's the problem. He's not good enough to be effective long term. And if you're a Brady Quinn and you think that, it just shows how little you understand. Because there's no evidence that Ryan Fitzpatrick can be effective long term. If Tampa Bay is ready to give up on Winston in favor of Ryan Fitzpatrick, well, then I don't think you're really going to have to worry about them either. So we'll see.
I think the Falcons are going to beat the Panthers on Sunday. Don't ask me why. I mean, I guess it's because I'm pulling for them, but I need that to happen.
That'd probably be why.
I'll give Matt Ryan another week anyway.
Yeah, another week.
See ya.
Thank you, Ed. Boy, Ed sounds bad, Ramon, doesn't he? We need to check the Major League Baseball standings. I think his Cardinals lost the last two nights.
Is that what it is? He has
a Matt at quarterback. You know, that's the first thing. He has a Matt at quarterback. He has Matt Ryan at quarterback, so he knows he's doomed in that regard. And then his Cardinals, which that's like his lifeblood. I believe they lost the last two games. And we're coming down the stretch. The National League is incredibly interesting. I want to take a look at that, too, if time allows. But, you know, in terms of Tampa and Philadelphia, could I see Tampa winning that game? Yeah. You know, I don't think Philadelphia played all that well against Atlanta. And I don't think they were playing that well in the preseason, which isn't really a sign of anything. But Nick Foles didn't play well against Atlanta. And Nick Foles was playing great at the end of last year, but now he's come back to earth. See, that's what people don't understand. These guys like Ryan Fitzpatrick's, these Nick Foles, any of these guys can play well in a short stretch, but they're not a long-term solution. The Philadelphia Eagles desperately need a healthy Carson Wentz on the field if they're going to matter. Carson Wentz was playing like an MVP before he was injured. Nick Foles is not that. You know, Ramona, we made a lot of picks, like divisional picks, but we never actually picked AFC and NFC representatives. I wrote this on Twitter, but my picks are, I think it's going to be the Rams and the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And the only other team I can see coming out of the NFC is Minnesota right now. I could see the Rams or Minnesota. I know that everyone thinks everyone's even, and to some extent they are. But when I look at rosters up and down and look at overall talent, to me, the most talented team in the NFC from top to bottom is the Rams. And they may be the most talented team in all football. The Rams have a lot of options. And Aaron Donald, you know, it needs to get fully back into shape, and he will. But I like those DBs now. I like the moves. The Rams went out and targeted some high-priced guys. And I'm not generally a fan of that unless you're them, because they have a roster that's capable of winning a Super Bowl. And I think that division is falling apart from within. And oh, by the way, Ronnie, you know my favorite is the Jimmy Garoppolo thing. Jimmy Garoppolo is Tom Brady. Don't worry, you know, the Patriots made an enormous mistake getting rid of Jimmy Garoppolo. And you know, there's a sucker born every minute. P.T. Barnum's credited with saying it. I don't know who said it, but it is true. And all these people who believe that nonsense, and the San Francisco 49ers who made him one of these $100 million club guys without any evidence and any background and any length of games played. Listen, you don't find out who you are in 5 games. Eventually, they get film on you, and they figure your A out, and that's what has happened with Jimmy Garoppolo. He has a pedestrian arm. You know, he's a little guy. There's really not a lot to like. He has pretty good movement skills, but he has as many questions as he does positives, and I've said this all along. Game one, Jimmy Garoppolo, 3 interceptions. You spent the whole offseason. I have people telling me, oh, yeah, well, you know, you know a lot, but you're going to be wrong about Jimmy Garoppolo because he's great. He's God's gift to football. You know, he's the next Brady. Okay. 3 interceptions, game one, L. By the way, they have a lot of talent. They've been at the top of the draft now for forever. That defensive line has all sorts of personnel. They have talent in San Francisco. And they've done what they can to surround him with talent. I think he's a huge question mark. And I think it was insanity to pay him the type of money they did and act like they had Brady or something. Act like they had Aaron Rodgers. That's not who you have. Good luck to him, because I think there are already bad signs with Garoppolo. Now, you know what? Let me tell you this. They have a really bright coach and a really bright general manager, and so there's that. And I assume that they can help make him a better player, but his natural ability is limited. It is limited in a way that would never have had me paying him that kind of money. And I've said this all along. 3 interceptions, game one. I'm counting, Ron. Trust me, every time that guy throws a pick, you'll be hearing about it on Road Rage. Let me tell you about Christopher Trucks. 67 years in business, they're just incredible. Christopher Trucks drives the upstate. That's the way it is. Without Christopher Trucks, upstate commerce stops. Christopher Trucks is over $4 million in new and used inventory in stock, which equals at least 60 trucks. Jason Smith, their sales manager, Rusty Hill, their used truck manager, just do an incredible job. Work-ready trucks, dump trucks, landscape trucks, box trucks, up to 28 feet in length. Sprinter vans. You know, I've driven those things, Ramon. I drove it through a four-hour test drive. I drove it through an obstacle course like a maniac. I couldn't tip the thing over. 7-foot-high rear cargo capacity. Man, they're just unbelievable. The Isuzus, those are monsters, and yet have a wheel turn radius inside that of a Ford Mustang. OTRs, Freightliners and Western Stars, steak bodies, flatbed and flatbed dump trucks. And now that football season's here and tailgating season is here, you get your RVs ready for the tailgate season, you need to get to Christopher Trucks. They're the truck experts. They now have a state-of-the-art Hunter all-wheel alignment machine specifically for RVs. They also have factory-certified alignment specialists specifically for RVs. RV owners, listeners, call 269-2131, 269-2131. Ask for Brian or Jennifer. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. And remember, their service department's open from early in the morning until midnight. No other local truck service offers that. Cardinal Chad, as soon as we get back, Walt up to the Road Rage. Quick break, live from George Coleman Ford.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
It's family weekend at Death Valley as your Clemson Tigers hit the field. The Georgia Southern Eagles are coming to town, and we'll be sure to show them a good time. Catch every minute, starting with the Tiger Tailgate Show on the Clemson Tigers Network.
All the action starting with the Tiger pregame show right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile.
Wait, you did not get a couple of quotes?
Should I? Did you get a couple of quotes?
Yes, replacing a garage door is a big deal.
At Built Right Garage Doors, we believe garage doors should demonstrate both durability and class. RCHI Accents Wood Tones garage doors are meticulously designed and manufactured using full-color digital imaging and insulated steel.
I'm calling Built Right.
Built Right 232-DOOR.
Built Right Garage Doors. Call 232-DOOR.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take red. 800-506-2734.
Hi, this is Terry Wyatt of Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross of Ag South Mortgages.
If you need financing for land, livestock, equipment, construction, both home and farm, or everything out in the country, give me a call.
If you're purchasing or refinancing a home on land or in a subdivision, let me design a loan that fits your needs.
The team at Ag South has been servicing the upstate rural communities for nearly 100 years.
We have the experience and products to fulfill your needs.
Call us at 226-8507.
Or visit us on the web at agsouthfc.com.
An equal opportunity lender.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Well, a hero's work is never done.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Ah, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 Roar. We are back live from George Coleman Ford. I'll get to Cardinal Chad in a second. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers, Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Turner's has something for absolutely everybody. It's an incredible place. And, of course, they have one of the largest selections of Pandora around. Turner's has a Pandora store within the store run by two corporately trained Pandora ladies. And, of course, Pandora is known for the modern age charms slide bracelets that are just unbelievable. But Pandora also has now over 150 ring styles and necklaces. It's the hottest thing in jewelry, and it has been for a decade, and it's only going up. But did you know that that Turner's now offers Pandora in team colors? That's right. If you're a Clemson fan, you can get your team colors. If you're a fan of other teams, you can come and get your team colors in the full Pandora line. I mean, it is absolutely incredible. I've seen them. You know what else, Ramona? Turner's also has the state South Carolina charm for those bracelets as well. And there are only limited numbers of those. Turner's has that as well. But you can get your school colors in the Pandora line now at Turner's Jewelers. Get out there today. Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. You will thank me later. Cardinal Chad. Chad, how are you?
Walt, well, my friend, how are you?
Good, Chad. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. Walt, just real quick, I picked up the BC game last night. I'm having the best college football run of my life. Really rolling into you pick 'em, but we'll get away from that. Well, you don't pick on my boy Ed. Ed's confused. He's a Falcons fan and a Cardinals fan. God bless him. I love that he's a Cardinals fan. I don't know why he believes in Matt Ryan, but you've been telling him for years that he don't need to believe in Matt Ryan. But that's okay. He's still a Cardinals fan. Yes, we dropped two in a row.
But now, Chad, how about your Cardinals? You're 5-5 in your last 10, losers of two
five.
In a row.
We've been rolling at 5-5 now for at least about a week and a half. It's gross. We dropped two in a row. We beat the Dodgers 2 out of 3 in L.A. I'm not going to freak out because we lost one game. What I'm going to bounce this back to is July 15th. Mike Schilt took over. Since that time, we're still the best record in the NL, and we're still the best home record in the NL at 16-8. So, I'm not going to freak out over one game. I still think we're on pace to make a wild card. I'm not predicting a World Series by any means, but we're on pace to make a wild card. I still think three teams are coming out of the Central, the Cubs, the Brewers, and the Cardinals. So, I'm not going to get too excited about
losing streak. Three teams out of the Central. That is tough. I mean, we'll see.
Three teams out of the Central.
You're at 81-66. The Rockies are in first in the NL West. They are a half game better than you, 81-55. And the Dodgers are 80-67. So
huge series right now. This Dodgers series is a huge series. But
yeah, you're not
I'm not gonna freak out because we lost game one. Like, you know, but we still have a Brewers series coming, a Cubs series coming. There's a lot of things still going on, so
The National League here down the stretch, at least
it's
going to
be fun.
Yeah, at least in the Central and the West is all sorts of fun. That's what they wanted.
Oh yeah. It's a 6-team race for three spots, I guess, four spots. It's a 6-team race for four spots. So yeah, it's definitely shaping up to be fun. I'm becoming free in life again. I was buried in a second shift restaurant job for the last 5 years. I've worked my way out of that. I'm ready to come to the location and see you again. I want to meet Ed. You know, he's my only Cardinals friend around this area, and we haven't even met each other. So I gotta meet Ed. I hope Ed's listening. Ed, I'm looking forward to meeting you here at Twin Peaks. Where the scenery's nice and the food's excellent. Yeah, you know, we're looking to meet each other soon. But Walt, I'm not going to freak out about this, man. I mean, you know, we lost a game to the Dodgers. You know, we lost a game at the end of a series, and we lost a game to the Dodgers. Tonight's a big game, and you know, every game going forward is a big game. I still think we'll end up in the wild card spot. I had to call and kind of back you off, my boy Ed, just for a second.
All right, Chad. So
funny story, just real quick before I hang up. So I call Ramona, and you know, I'm like, I'm Cardinals Chad. You know, here we go. I think she's putting me on hold. And right before she got off and put me on hold, I was like, hey, tell Walt to leave my boy Ed alone. And Ramona goes, okay, bye, and hangs up on me. I had to completely call back and be like, no, you know, I want to talk to Walt. What are you doing? She's my second favorite. She's my second favorite radio personality behind you.
Thank you, Chad.
I love Ramona, but you gotta tell her to quit hanging up on me. Have a good night.
Thank you, Chad. Good luck to your Cardinals. I don't know. I sort of think that two teams from the West are getting in. That's going to be two from the Central and two from the West. But we'll see. Right now, that's not the case. If the season ended today, it would be three from the Central and no wild card from the West, and the Dodgers and the Rockies would be left to fight it out for that spot. Now, of course, because I picked the Dodgers and Rockies to be in the playoffs, that's the scenario I need. because I have a chance to hit 8 of the 10. A really good chance. So, like, within a game's chance. The American League, I've locked away. The American League, I hit every single thing exactly. Every single stinking thing. They're not in the American League, Nancy.
I know.
Drew.
I just wanted to know about
the
Mets.
I know. You just have to bring the Mets up. You have to bring the Mets up.
Yeah.
Hey, go call Kwok, will you? Tell him about your standings. Leave me alone. Hey, here's another thing. Ramona, Yankee this, Yankee that. Yankees are the greatest team ever. Yankees are going to do this. The Yankees.
Oh no.
The Yankees are one loss away
from having to play
a wild card playoff one game winner take all scenario in Oakland. The Yankees are only up a game on the. Let me see. Is it a game? 89-58. It's a game and a half. The Yankees are up a game and a half on Oakland for that wild card spot, and I'm going to be fascinated to see how that thing plays out. I would love to have to see the Yankees go to Oakland and play a spot. Look, I'll tell you the truth. I think Oakland's going to beat them anyway, even in the stadium. I think Oakland. The second half of the year, Oakland's playing as good or better than anybody in baseball. And who had Oakland winning a wild card spot? Oh, yes, your humble rotary servant did. Yes, he did. Alex tells me that since 2012, Arkansas has blown a fourth quarter lead 16 times. Alex says, what's surprising to me is this means they were leading at some point in the fourth quarter 16 times. Yeah, it's true. I mean, I didn't know what that exact number was, but they've lost a lot of fourth quarter games. That's who they've been. They've been good enough to be competitive, but not good enough to win. Are those dogs twins? You can get in if you want. 654-7627. Let me get to Larry. Still a ton to get to on the big program before we get out of here. Before I do any of that, let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage to choose from. Something for absolutely everybody. There's even a prenatal massage at Urban Nirvana. Listen, refreshed, reborn, rejuvenated. It can all be had there. Urban Nirvana is just as the name implies. It is truly a special place. It is an Urban Nirvana. You've heard the unsolicited testimony over and over and over about Urban Nirvana. Listen, if no one's given you the gift of Urban Nirvana, give it to yourself. But if there's somebody in your life, I don't know, your wife, your girlfriend, your mother, who do things for you, help you with tailgating or anything else that you can think of, what a great way to give back a little bit. Give a gift of Urban Nirvana. It'll come back to you tenfold. Not that that's why you give a gift. Go to urbannirvana.com, print off your gift certificate right off your computer, and you're done. How's that? Can't be any easier. It's urbannirvana.com. Do it today. Larry. Oh, Larry.
Yeah. Hey, Walt.
Hey, Larry. How you doing?
Hey, great. Thanks for taking my call. I just listened to your show. I'm out here doing a little yard work, about out of breath. But I heard you talking about one of your callers there about famous quarterback Norm Snead.
Yeah.
yeah, but that brought back another a great quarterback that I was thinking about. The guy that does the play-by-play for the CBS network, Gary Danielson, famous Detroit Lions staff.
Larry, are you a Lions fan?
Well, no, but, you know, they always come on Thanksgiving Day, you know, back in the day,
and
they always kind of, like they do now, you know, kind of lose. But, I was a teenager then, you know, and, you know, I was in high school, just like in the ninth grade. And, you know, those quarterbacks were Joe Capp, you know, he was another one. You know, and that's when I first started become interested in football, you know. But Norm Van Brocklin, you know, he was going out, and Fran Tarkenton. But anyway, what I called for, Walt, about the quarterback thing at Clemson, you know. Now I want to give this is nothing new. You got the quarterback situation over there at Alabama. You know, you had back in the day, you know, when at Oakland, when you had Daryl LaMonica with the Mad Bomber, you know, and then he could degenerate in the offense. Back in the day, and they brought in the snake, Ken Stabler.
Yep.
And then you know, Ken Stabler, you know, he had that immaculate reception when Franco Harrison, you know. So, you know, quarterback controversy, you know, is nothing, not controversy, but, you know, he wanted somebody in there to generate some offense, and that's what it's going to come to, at least. These teams that don't have that today, you know, are going to be left behind, in my opinion.
So I'm not sure what you're saying.
So this is nothing new. It's just been reinvented. It's sort of like, you know, the playground. You know, when Tom Landry brought back the shotgun. You know, people. You know, when you know on the playground. You know, when. You know, the quarterback was way behind the center, back in that time frame.
Craig Morton was in competition with Roger Staubach for that position in Dallas. So, look, there have been teams that have used two quarterbacks before, but not in the manner that Clemson is now. But Clemson's right. Not the only team in the country doing that. But Clemson's situation is unique because both guys can play.
Yeah, but, you know, like I was saying, Daryl LaMonica, you know, and just people that can play. And then you had
but they weren't
if I may interrupt, you know, just saying, you had Johnny Unitas, who was injured the whole
and
year.
Earl Morrow.
And
yeah.
Earl Morrow, who yeah. was the quarterback, who got the NFL Player of the Year. You know, yeah. What was Don Shula going to do with him, brother?
Yep, that's true. Hey, Larry, I have to run. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Good job. A little tour through history there. Yep. Well, again, most of those situations, though, were not guys playing in their prime at the same time. There were a few that were, in which guys fought for positions like Morton and Staubach, but most of those were guys that came and followed. I mean, Sonny Jurgensen and Billy Kilmer at one time were in competition in Washington. Before we go to break, let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza. Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail, the greatest Italian food around. Your meal starts with the garlic knots. They smother them with, they stuff them full of hot, melted, cheesy goodness. Who was it the other day, Ramona? Was it Shane? I think it was Shane. Yeah, on my Twitter feed, he wrote all over Twitter about, man, those garlic knots are everything you said. You can make a meal just out of those. They stuff them full of hot, cheesy goodness. They serve it with the marinara sauce. It takes them 8 hours to make that sauce. Manja, you will thank me later. The desserts are the appetizers, the pepperoni twist, the meatballs and marinara, the entrees, the chicken parm, the taste of Italy, the award-winning pizza, the desserts, which are all homemade, with the exception of the cheesecake, which comes from the Carnegie Deli in New York. That's Joe's New York Pizza. Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. Get out there today. You will thank me later. Clemson Dad, new pick segment still to come. No worries, degenerates. Walt Temptula Road Rage, live from George Coleman Ford.
Hey, Tiger fans. Your Clemson football team will host the Syracuse Orange on Saturday, September the 29th in Death Valley. This game is designated as Hall of Fame Day, as 10 new inductees will be introduced at halftime. Tickets are still available and can be purchased right now on ClemsonTigers.com. While you're there, check out all the information you need to plan your visit to Clemson in the Game Day Guide. It's Clemson and Syracuse on Saturday, September the 29th. We'll see you there.
Tailgating is a way of life where all you need is a love for the game and a Bojangles Big Bow Box.
Grab Bojangles 8-piece tailgate special for $19.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the 5th year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Ready to tailgate for the big game? Food? Check. Drinks? Check. Ice? Don't worry. Twice the Ice has you covered with an option of bulk ice or 16-pound bags of filtered non-chlorinated water for your cooler to ensure your day is twice as nice at half the price. 24/7. Bring your cooler to any 18 locations in Anderson and Pickens County.
It's too hot. Get some ice. Need a cool drink. Just chilling nice. Got me a big old bag of ice. This hot deal so cool. It's twice as nice.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in six models for every type of lawn. A Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now, they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, that's hilarious. You should be on TV.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Tip to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back live from George Coleman Ford. Encourage you to come out and see George Coleman Ford. Find out what they're about. Trust me when I tell you this. There's no dealership like this place. There's a reason they've been here 90 years. And I've been coming here forever. It's the same people. You know, people love working here. In turn, you, the customer, gets rewarded. That's the way it's worked for 90 years. Cars cost less than Travelers Rest. There are never any document fees or dealer fees in Travelers Rest. The selection is incredible. But if you go read the reviews, what everyone talks about is how well they were treated. That's the way it's been for 90 years. And long after we're all gone from this earth, there'll be another generation of George Coleman Ford family members who will be here running this place another 90 years from now. And people will still be saying the same things then. Let me get Clemson Dad in here quickly. Clemson Dad.
How are you, Walt?
How you doing, Clemson Dad? Appreciate you getting in.
I'm okay this evening. I know you're short on time, so I'll make this quick. I was going to talk about NFL. Ed kind of stole my thunder on the Philly and Tampa Bay game, so I won't ask you about that. But I read this article on CBS Sports by a guy named Pete Prisco. Yep. He gives out these five locks every week.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not asking you to do the locks, but first one, obviously, is my Pittsburgh Steelers. He had five of them. He feels like he's going 5-0 this week, right? So the top one on the list was KC at Pittsburgh, and he's got is the line still -4 on Pittsburgh?
It was 4 or 4.5 last I saw it.
Right. He's got that as a blowout. What do you think, Walt?
A blowout for who?
For Steelers.
I think the Steelers sort of own Kansas City. Kansas City owns San Diego and Oakland. The Steelers sort of own Kansas City. You know, it's a road environment. I tend to think he's on the right side of it. I mean, those teams tend to play close games. They also tend to play low-scoring games. That's the only thing. But,
right.
You know, Patrick Mahomes, road environment, tough test. Pittsburgh didn't play well last week. They'll probably bounce back and play better football. It's, by the way, that number is 4.5.
Okay. All right, so it was going up just a tiny bit. All right, I'm not going to ask you about all five, but the other one I was quite interested in is the Saints and the Browns. Do you think the Saints might struggle with the Browns? Browns are plus 8.5 is what he's got it listed. Is that, I don't know if that's still accurate or not.
Yeah, it's 9.5 now. Saints a 9.5 point favorite. So the expectation is money coming in on New Orleans. I think that Cleveland's really good defensively. I think that they can get after you off the edge. Myles Garrett is an all-time freak of nature. He'll be a future Hall of Famer. And we'll see if they can get some pressure on Drew Brees. But right. My expectation is when the Saints play at home, you don't really want to go against them.
Right. All right. I just want to get your take on those two, and I'll take off the air.
But saying that, 9.5 is an enormous line in National Football League.
That's what I heard you talking earlier about. You know, it's the NFL. You know, games are usually pretty close. Not always. Yeah. But anyway, if you tell me what your thoughts are, does New England have a chance to lose at Jacksonville? I guess I just answered my question. It's the NFL, but. Just give me your thoughts on that.
I think New England has a chance to lose to Jacksonville because I think Jacksonville is really gifted athletically, and New England's not at full strength. New England has some key players out. I think all those things are true. I mean, all of them. But having said that, I wouldn't pick Jacksonville. I mean, if I'm picking the game, I'm picking New England because I'm not picking against Brady ever. I mean,
line on that one is.
It's New England's a 1-point favorite. There are times that Brady's going to lose, that New England will lose a regular season game or a postseason game, but you'd be an idiot picking against them. I mean, you can't picking against Brady. Picking against Brady in New England is just stupid. It's just stupid because you know 90% of the time you're losing. So,
I'll be honest with you, Walt. I can't stand him, but he does the most with nothing of anybody I've ever seen. You know,
ever? Yeah, exactly.
Really does.
Comes to dad, I have to run.
All right, enjoyed it, buddy.
Thank you. Hit it, Ramona.
Never fear, degenerates. The pick segment has arrived. Walt once again will slaughter Las Vegas, and you are the beneficiaries. Money, 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 money. For entertainment purposes only, of course. Walt's Picks on Road Rage. We are WCCP. 105.5 The Roar.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man.
All right. From the top, give me Syracuse plus the 3 against Florida State. I mean, I just think the wrong team is favored. I think Syracuse will win the game playing at home. The notion that Florida State has some other level that they can get to just doesn't exist. I mean, Florida State's a bad football team. Now, Syracuse is also a bad football team, but they're not as bad as Florida State. So, give me Syracuse plus the 3. Give me the Georgia Tech-Pittsburgh game to go over 54.5. Georgia Tech-Pitt over 54.5 as a Road Rage guarantee. Give me Ohio University plus the 3.5 against Virginia. I think Ohio is the best team in the MAC. I think they'll prove that. I think they'll beat Virginia. And quite honestly, I think they'll beat Virginia comfortably. So Ohio University plus the 3.5. Give me SMU plus 36 against Michigan. I think SMU is still a competent football team. And I think they can score, even on Michigan. And I think they're good enough athletically to play against Michigan. Michigan's going to win. I just don't think they're going to win by 36. Give me SMU plus the 36. Give me Boise State plus the 2 against Oklahoma State. This is simple. Boise State's a better team. They're honestly, they're better in every area. They're better at quarterback. You know, I guess Oklahoma State may have an edge at starting tailback, but I think Boise State is better in every area of football. They have the better pass rushers. They have the better defense. They're the better coach team. They're the tougher team. Again, I think Gundy's the most overrated coach in America. I think his team is always soft. And I don't think they have any idea what's out of their way in Boise State. I don't think Boise State just wins this game. I think they win easily. 35-38, 24-38, 21. I don't think Oklahoma State has any idea what's coming in there, but they're about to find out. Give me Boise State plus the two. I'm taking Auburn minus 10.5 against LSU. This is a big number in this game, but the more I think about this game, I just don't see how LSU's scoring. Last time I checked, you actually have to score points. When I think of Auburn, again, when Alabama and Georgia went to Auburn late last year, they both got spanked. They both got spanked. They didn't just lose. Auburn kicked the crap out of both of them. Well, LSU's not as good as either one of those teams, so I just don't see how they're scoring. I think this game is like 27-7 in favor of Auburn. So I will take Auburn and lay the 10.5. I'm taking the Fighting Willie Fritzes against UAB. Give me Tulane minus 3.5 against UAB. I think Tulane is just the better football team. I think Tulane wins this game with ease. UAB got worked last week, and I think they're going to get worked again. There won't be a ton of points scored in this game. This will be like Tulane 27, UAB 13, something of that sort. So give me Tulane minus the 3.5 against UAB. I'm taking Houston minus 1.5 against Texas Tech. They're just a better team, period. I mean, King is playing really well. I really like the addition of Kendall Briles to that staff. I put Houston in my top 25 preseason. I warned of their reemergence, and I think we're already seeing that. So give me Houston minus 1.5 against Texas Tech. They definitely win this football game, in my opinion. I'm taking Mason Fine in North Texas plus the 7 against Arkansas. This is your upset. I think North Texas beats Arkansas and Chad Morris. I think North Texas is better. Period. I think they're the better football team. I think they'll beat Arkansas. I'm not even sure it'll be close. I can see North Texas winning this game by 14, 21 points. Give me Mason Fine, that offense against Arkansas. North Texas plus 7. Give me Missouri minus 6 against Purdue. This is a revenge game from last year. Missouri's the better team. Purdue is struggling defensively. Missouri has too much offense for Purdue. Purdue can't match them on the scoreboard. Give me Missouri minus the 6 against Purdue. And finally, the last road rage guarantee. Give me Hawaii plus the 7 against Army. Look, even if Army wins, they're not winning by 7, and I don't think they're winning. I think Hawaii has too much offensive firepower for Army. I think that'll be proven out over the course of the game. It's going to be another high-scoring contest. The over is probably a play as well. That's it. Those are your road rage guarantees. They'll be posted to Twitter as well. We've enjoyed our time here at George Coleman Ford. Enjoy your football weekend. I think Clemson beats Georgia Southern, something in the nature of 40-10. 47-10, something of that sort. Before we get out of here, let me tell you about Elkmont Trading Company, 100 Liberty Drive at Clemson. If you're an outdoors person, outdoorsman, outdoorswoman, you need to get to Elkmont. They have what you need, and that means if you need hiking gear, boots, whatever, they have that. If you're a hardcore enthusiast, a kayaker, and you want to get back into the sport of kayaking, Lee, the owner, one of the owners, has been involved in the kayaking game his whole life. He knows it inside and out. He will be glad to help outfit you with just the right equipment for your needs. It's Elkmont Trading Company. It's a special place. There's the Woman Boutique for all of your game day stuff. That's Elkmont Trading Company. There are candles and gourmet foods. There's also the food bar where you can get a London broil sandwich for $9.95. 16 locally brewed craft beers on tap. That's Elkmont Trading Company. As the saying goes, because it's more than a saying, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't experienced Clemson. It's Elkmont Trading Company, 100 Liberty Drive in Clemson. Let me thank Ramona. Let me thank the good people at George Coleman Ford. You know, Ramona, I almost said high school football is headed your way, but it headed your way last night. We're done. Walt up to the road rage. I will see you Monday from the studio for a review.
Say safely in the Priority One studios. We are WCCP, Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Robert Jackerman, only one division has been claimed so far, and it could be two by the end of tonight. The Indians can wrap up the AL Central for the third straight year if they can beat the Tigers and the Twins fall in Kansas City. The Red Sox are the one team that has already clinched its division. They're not stopping there. They've won four in a row and have topped 100 wins for the first time since 1946 with 101 right now, and are about to open a three-game series against the Mets. While the Yankees have watched the Red Sox run away with the division and have struggled lately, perhaps help on the way, though. Aaron Judge has been activated. However, he will not be allowed to hit just yet. He'll be used as a defensive replacement and a pinch runner. The Yankees lead for the top wild card. The American League is now a game and a half over the A's after Oakland's loss in Baltimore last night. The A's continue their road trip this evening in Tampa. The Dodgers took the opener from the Cardinals to pull within a game of the second wild card in the National League, and the two teams continue their series tonight. Cubs extended their lead in the Central to a game and a half over the Brewers. Javier Baez with a bunt single in the difference in the 10th for the difference. It's that every game feels like the playoffs right now.
It's like a playoff game, and so, you know, whatever it takes to help the team and you know, obviously the win is really huge for us.
The Cubs host the Reds. The Brewers take on the Pirates this evening. Also, Joe Mixon of the Bengals reportedly will undergo a procedure on his knee and miss the next 2 weeks, while Red Wings great Henrik Zetterberg is being forced into retirement by a degenerative back condition. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Flip the burger. Flip the burger! The DA Show, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 p.m.